Hi, my name is David Misterli. I'm a scholar of 19th century art history, and I recently completed my PhD on Vincent van Gogh. In 1881, just a few months after he decided to embark on a career as an artist, Vincent executed this remarkable plein air drawing entitled Marsh with Water Lilies. In a letter to his brother Theo, he revealed the site where it was drawn, an enormous marsh called the Passifart, in Holland's picturesque Brabant province. "We went on a fair number of excursions," Vincent wrote to his brother, "several times to the Heath of Seppe and the so-called Passifart. While he was painting, I made a pen drawing of another spot in the marsh where many water lilies grow." With "we," Vincent meant fellow artist Anton van Rappert, whom he had befriended in Brussels the year before. By that time, van Rappert had already trained at art schools and with various artists, and thus had assumed the role of mentor to Vincent's initial artistic endeavors. Next to van Gogh's drawing, we have van Rappert's much smaller Passifart near Seppe. It resulted from one of their joint trips to the marsh, and it allows us to observe some of the differences in the two painters' artistic visions. Both drawings overlook the flat marshlands whose vast extent is indicated by the high horizon and suggested by the horizontal layering of the compositions. Van Rappert put the distant scenery with church and trees at the center, and the flickering pencil scrolls or reed grasses in the foreground imbue the scene with an atmospheric sense of vision. By contrast, Vincent set the horizon so significantly higher in his drawing that none of its minuscule features demand the viewer's attention. Instead, we are drawn to the spot where many water lilies grow, just as Vincent put it in his letter. In the foreground, amid the ovals that define the floating water lilies, we encounter an abundance of pictorial marks. By means of quick pen stroke, Vincent registered the flora of the marshlands, lily pads, blossoms, patches of reed grass, and the tight web of marks induces a striking sense of visual immersion into the landscape. If van Rappert's drawing illustrates a more conventional technique of rendering landscape by using the horizon as a means to formally stabilize the composition and to rest the viewer's attention on the details in the distance, van Gogh's drawing in turn attests to his ability, even in this early period, to convey through his works a sweeping sense of his own personal captivation by the landscape.